I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Everyone who is patient, raise their hands. Come on, raise them high. Let me see them. That's exactly what I thought. Some of the people, some of the time, are patient, but not all of the people, all of the time, are patient. Have you ever prayed, Lord, give me patience and give it to me right now? Yeah, I prayed that prayer too. Nehemiah must have been the most patient preacher of all time. In the book of Nehemiah, we see him approach his new position as going to help to rebuild the city and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. I mean, he went about it methodically. He waited for the right time to broach the subject with the king. He secured authority to go to Jerusalem to work on the walls. He left Babylon with soldiers to protect him and a requisition order for resources to begin the work. He moved quietly around the city, gathering information, inspected the ruins, assessed the job. The debris was so bad that he could not ride, but had to dismount his donkey and walk. Nehemiah moved without a press conference or an entourage. There were no folks following him, helping to hold his bag and to help him along the way. He did not tell the priests, the nobles, the officials, or anyone what he was doing or who would do the work. This was his season to incubate. This was his time to do a statistical analysis. This was the right time to develop his vision statement, including the mission and goals. Nehemiah held his plan close to the chest, as if he was afraid to tell it too soon. I hate to tell you, but touch your neighbor and say she's going to tell you anyway. Leaders must be careful not to tell their stuff too soon. Remember now, Joseph had a God-given dream, and the dream indicated his elevation, but he told his dream to his brothers. Jealousy arose to delay the dream, but not to deny it. In the fullness of time, Nehemiah shared with the other leaders, "You see the trouble we're in? Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace." Go back, read it yourself in the book of Nehemiah. He shared the vision. It was no longer just Nehemiah and God's idea. Now the people could buy into the plan. He got other people involved. It was not given as a task to yoke them, but as a cause to inspire them. And they bought into the man and the plan. He indicated that this new, perhaps unexpected venture was with divine direction. The hand of God was upon him. Oh, by the way, the king was also backing the project. And according to the text, the people had a mind to work. Beloved, people will buy into the leader before they buy into the plan, the project, the proposal. If people think that you can help solve problems, tackle issues, roll up your sleeves, dig in with them to help work it through, then they may trust you with their issues and their problems. So before you try to sell your idea, your big plan, and your proposal, give them a chance to see the gifts that God has given you. Give them a chance to see your passion, your determination, and your perseverance. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.